All right, so let's continue. So again, Kamara was talking about this inyan of how there's different categories of neshamas. Again, every neshama has everything in it, but b'derech klal there's different categories. Some neshamas that are more ayindic, which in his language he's calling more chesed oriented, more ayindic, and then other neshamas which are more gvura oriented, more yesh oriented, more finite versus infinite, chesed versus gvura. That's chesedim, ayin, infinite, less physical, less earthly. Hashem king gvura is more earthly, more finite, different categories. And the Rebbe was telling us that even though now in this world, the it's hard to say the word better, but the more naturally refined neshamas are the ayin dik neshamas, the chesed dik neshamas, the kayin dik neshamas, but lasid lavai, when all the klipa is taken care of and everything can be used for kedusha, then adrabah, the more yesh dik neshamas, the levi dik neshamas are going to be higher, because it's through the yesh dik neshamas that the actual experience of the yesh of the Rabbanu Shalom will be able to be had. We'll be able to have that experience of real to know the Rabbanu Shel Olam, which is the topics of creation. You have to have a part of you that's something, and then you could be able to have an interaction with the Rabbanu Shel Olam, who's a something. But if you're nothing, then you're nothing. So you'll follow orders. You'll be like a malach. But in terms of really experiencing anything, you can't experience anything because you're ayindik. So lasa lavai. So now in this world where there's a big challenge of being a good boy and following orders, so you want to be like an ayin, like a malach, like an isham. But lasa lavai, where it's not a question of following orders, it's a matter of who's going to be able to experience dveikus and to really experience who the Rabbanu Shalom is. So then you're going to need the other neshamas of yesh. That's what he's been talking about. So let's try to cover some ground over here. So again, towards the end of page Shin Dalad Mem. So he says like this, again, when we first left Mitzrayim, the Avodah was with the firstborn. Again, going back to Kayin, who was the firstborn, Kayin is a b'chin of Gevuras. So the Gevuras were the b'chayrim, and that was considered to be put on a pedestal because Al Kavan Azayis, Shemayshu Yeh Mashiach, because the hope was that Mashiach would be Mashiach. The Hamalchus, which is Gevuras, Same inyan. Malchus and Gvuras, Yisalim Yitayv L'tayv, will be able to be worked through and go from level to level, Ad Reisha D'Ayin, until it ascends to the head of Ayin. In other words, that it'll take its rightful place on the top of the food chain. V'chein David, and even David HaMelech himself, which is, he wasn't Mashiach, but he's the beginning of Mashiach. So Mashiach Elokei Yaakov, David Melech, who was described as the Mashiach Elokei Yaakov, was the beginning of that inyan of Mashiach. Nemar Olav, so it says about David, Dilem, an af ani b'char etneu, that I've placed him as a b'char. In other words, David Melech also, that's why he was rejected by Yishai, didn't expect it. No one expected David to be the king, because David was, like Chazal says, connected to these parashas, that David was admoini, right? That he had a red complexion like Esav. So David, the redness of David, similar to the redness of Esav, is a bechin of gvur. In other words, that meaning of yesh. That's where David HaMelech. But the difference was is that, as the pasuk says, yifei einayim, he had beautiful eyes, that he would kill. David HaMelech would kill. He had that quality of somethingness. But it was only with the hadrach of the Sanhedrin. So he was a good boy. He did exactly what he was told. And once you have that, hadrach of the Sanhedrin, so to speak, so now you're yeshus, can be used as an unbelievable mila of allowing you to really experience the Rabbanu Shalom, which is a tachas of creation. So that's what David HaMelech was. Afani b'charet neyu, beside hey alvav. This is corresponding to the name Yudke Vavke. So Yud, Yudke Vavke is Rosh HaTevah, is Yisimuch HaShemayim, Yud and hey, v'sagal aretz, vav hey. So in the name Yudke Vavke, the final, the letter vav corresponds to ayin. That's the chesed, dikin neshama. The final hey, the one on the bottom, that's gevura, that's malchus, that's the yesh. So the normal way of yud kei vav kei is that, that vav is before the hey, yud kei vav kei. But the secret of lasid lavai is that it's going to be yud kei vav, where the hey, the final hey, is actually before the vav, indicating this inyan, that everything after everything is worked out, it's the gevura, it's the yesh, what's been given us a challenge all the years of galus, that's actually going to be the most beneficial. Taiv ma'izay yitzahara. By the way, that's why in the Kisfiari, this is related to Rashi Tzilin versus Rabbeinu Tam Tzilin. The four parshas of Tzilin to also correspond to Yudkei Vavkei. And the order of the parshas, according to Rashi, is the order the way it's written in Chumash, that Yudkei Vavkei. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the last two parshas are inverted. What's the fourth parsha in Rashi is the third parsha in Rabbeinu Tam. So Rizal says that's the secret of Rabbeinu Tam Tzilin, which is Yudkei Kevav. Yudkei Kevav. So it's connected to Rosh HaTevis, where it says in Pasuk, Haskel v'yadeo isinu, Yishal ha-mishalel, Haskel v'yadeo. Yishalel ha-mishalel, Haskel v'yadeo is Yud Kei Kevav. So the secret of that in is because, what is that Pasuk saying? Pasuk saying, Al Yisal Gibor Begurasai, Al Yisal Asher of Asher, Al Yisal Chachem Bechachmasai. All the things that the Yesh, Dekin Neshama, wants to be proud of itself, the Yesh of this world, Al Yisal Chachem Bechachmasai. Al Yisal, a wise person should not be so proud of his wisdom, a Gibor Begurasai, Asher of Asher. Bezois, in the following thing, Yisal Hamasal, the person that's a Yesh, the person that wants to look for something that to be proud of themselves, Yisal Masal, this is what you should be proud of. Haskil v'yadeoisi, your ability to understand me, your ability to experience me. So that pasuk of Yisal Hamasal, Haskil v'yadeoisi, is the secret of what Yesh could look like when it's in its proper place. That's the secret of being a Tam Tefillin. Yud Kei Kevav, Yisal Hamasal, Haskil v'yadeo, Yud Kei Kevav. That's the secret of Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin are. That's why, you know, Rabbeinu Tam, which is the root of Taisfis, versus Rashi, one of the big differences between the style of Rashi and Taisvis is that Rashi doesn't stick it on his own. Rashi's bottled to the Gemara. Rashi's just ayin. He's explaining whatever the Pshat of the Gemara is. Just Rashi's come out the same thing as Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam, what's Taisvis? He's trying to figure things out. There's this Gemara, there's that Gemara. All of a sudden, Taisvis is something that sticks out on its own, and he's trying to understand things. That's Rabbeinu Tam. The confidence of Taisvis, you know, that's that Rabbeinu Tam, the fact that he has different film than his grandfather, you know what I'm saying, like that confidence, that's Rabbeinu Tam. What's ironic is that, you know, Rabbeinu Tam, his name was Yaakov, right? That's Rabbeinu Yaakov. He was called Tam because Yaakovinu Ish Tam, which is such a funny thing. Yaakov is a nice name. Like, why do we have to give him a nickname? It's not like he had some, you know, whatever. He had a nice Jewish name, Yaakov. Why do we have to give a nickname? Is because you would think that Rabbeinu Tam, with all the confidence and the somethingness of Rabbeinu Tam, which is the building of Taisvis, you would think that that's maybe not Tamimus. It's maybe not so nice. So that's when we say that Rabbeinu Tam isn't. We give him a nickname of Tam to indicate, just like Yaakovinu Ish Tam. What does Tam mean? Tam means he's a good boy. He's ayin. He's batel. So even though it might look like Rabbeinu Tam is not batel, but he's a yesh, but his yeshus is refined. His yeshus is rooted in his after having worked through his bittul. And that's the secret of Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, of Haskel v'yadeo. See, that's why, you know, I think I mentioned this before, that the first Taisvis in the first Rabbeinu Tam in all of Shas, which the beginning is always the root of something. The first Rabbeinu Tam in Shas is the Chiddush that Zman Kriyishma. Is earlier, Lahalacha Zman Kriyishma is earlier in Seisa Gichavim. In other words, it says in Pasuk that you say Kriyishma B'Shachal of Kumecha, so says the Mishnah in Bracha, so when is the Zman of Kriyishma Shal Arvis, Kriyishma of the nighttime? By Seisa Gichavim, Mishra Shakanam Nechnazim Lech B'Chumasim, right? So Rashi says, we say Kriyishma early. Okay, so in a Chanami, we're not being Yaitseh, we have to say Kriyishma later. That's Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Even though the Mishnah says Kriyishma is by Tzeisa Gichavim, we paskin out like that. Later on, the Gemara says, different shitas, that Meir, if you can daven early, there's such a thing as Meir from Plag. So Rabbeinu Tam is a Chiddush, that even Kriyishma is also from Plag. It's a Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. And then Rabbeinu Tam goes even further to say that you could have Tartu Desasri, right? That in one day you can daven Meir, you know, you could daven Mincha after Plag, assuming that it's still daytime. And you could have a Ma'ariv also before the, you know, after Plag, assuming that it's nighttime. It's like Mamash, it could be night and day at the same time. So what's the site of Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam is pulling Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis early, right before Plag, when it's still the sun is still out. It's day, it's night, it's both. Because the whole inyan that, listen, what's Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush, the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is to have this inyan of Yesh being celebrated. That's Asa Lavai, that's the Mashiach Deke inyan. Haskel Videi, the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam is really a tefillin of Asa Lavai. But what's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam? The chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is that even during Golas, even during nighttime, you could taka have a taste of Gula. And the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is to be miyache day and night, to bring night and day together. That instead of having this barrier of two different tkufas, that during the kufa of nighttime is what? Yesh is terrible. And only by daytime is Yesh good. The Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is that even at night and day are not so, there's not such a huge mechitza separating them. Even bizman hazeh, a person can have this experience of Yesh being holy and healthy and good. And so that's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Ula said, that's where the Quran continues, Ula said that when Mashiach comes, Ula Salavai, Yachzar Havaida El Levium, that the Avaida will return to the Levium, Vela Bechoris, and to the firstborns. Vakahanami, Ula said, Makam Levium, the Kahana will take a second stage. Okay, we'll go a little bit further. Vatam Shabbailam Haza, Chasadim Yosin Natar. Now, the reason why in this world, Chesedim are more pure, v'harasha ben mu'at, and they're less inclined to anything negative. The reason why nowadays kahanim are higher than levim, v'aklip is yevshon leches b'chesedim, and the reason why there's less klip and tumah by those neshamas that are more ayindik, so ayin shar yom kippurim b'pri yitzchayim. So take a look in the Kisvei Ari, and he explains simply, ki kol minei shefa sheyared al dei gevura, because the nature of gevura is that as it descends, mishtanim b'rintam lamata, it's more naturally inclined to change, to become finite. So as it descends down into this world, it's not himmeldik, it becomes earthly. So as it becomes earthly, therefore it becomes more attracted to earthly things. So that's why gevura, before tumah is eradicated from the world, is more oriented, it's more attracted to tumah because it's more earthly. That's why those neshamas that are more gevuradik and more yeshdik, they need to be uplifted. It's not so simple anymore. Mashenkin b'vichinas chesed, however, the chesedik and neshamas, shu or kadmo, which is like the original light, shu meir misayfil vat sayfai, even when it gets down here, it's still like a malach. It's still, it's still similar to where it comes from. Ein masav, ein matish koich, it doesn't lose its koich, it doesn't lose its potency from where it came from. V'cholkach aragad lamata k'may lamala, and has the strength down here like it had above. And it repels the tumah. Sheyav shalem be'ein ponim lina k'lihonis marak adlozeh. They don't have the ability to come close to such a light that's coming from a higher place. Shleinishtamim b'chazek, that hasn't changed from its origin point. V'lochi kol minei shefa anutzichum hamshik mitzad tzedakah v'chesed l'arach chesed. That's why nowadays we try to bring things mitzad chesed and mitzad. Nowadays passing like b'sil, like everyone knows, right? Lasa love passing like b'shamay, because the verse will be nimtak. Okay, Bez Hashem will continue with this tomorrow.